Another state track report on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks at Drake Stadium in Des Moines in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. The girls 4x400 for Class 1A has wrapped up. Audubon picks up a 12th place finish with a 4:14.40. They were third in heat number two, made up of Anna Larson, Maddie Nielsen, Caden Spohr, and Madison Steckler. Again, a 12th place finish for the Audubon girls in the 4x400. Just one 1A event remains coming up here in the next few minutes, and that'll be the boys 4x400. IKM Manning will run out of heat number three. Hunter Smith, Eli Dreyer, Cooper Earlmeyer, and Ross Kuzel will compete there. We've had four medalists, or at least 2B medalists, confirmed today. Colby Culbertson in the high jump for Coon Rapids Baird this morning finished tied for sixth. In the girls' 100-meter hurdle, Audubon's Madison Steckler finished sixth, and she qualified for tomorrow's final. In the boys' discus, Lance Clayburg picked up a sixth-place finish. And in the girls' high jump, Vanessa Kaler finishes tied for seventh. Sixth place is the hot spot today for our local 1A athletes. Again, one more 1A event to go, and then also the 2A field events are getting underway right now. Girls' discus for Class 2A, South Central Calhoun's Kira Hammond will compete there, and Kemper's Ben Gerken in the 2A boys' high jump. Those are getting underway as we speak. And then around 2:40, we'll get to the girls' distance medley, South Central Calhoun in Class 2A, and Carroll in Class 3A. That's it for now. This update brought to you by Poet Bioprocessing, RJV Transport, Mackey Motors, Pizza Ranch, Landis of Ralston, Pup in the Tub, and Manning Municipal Utilities. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. You can find all the results today on Twitter at CB Sports Network or on sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, so long.